Hi, this is Bobby Dooley, and I want to talk to you about a new sponsor of ours, Dollar Shave Club. Now, this is for the men, but ladies, you can probably relate to some of this. It's about getting a good shave and how to make that shave something that you enjoy and it's not a real pain in the you-know-what. You don't want to be searching through 50 different brands and models of razors, matching new blades to old handles that stop being compatible. You don't want to pay for a bunch of stuff where your razor doubles as a flashlight or a vibrator. Did you get one of those? Because I saw one of those once. Or a toothpick. And who wants to pay $20 for some new razors, okay? Join our society of smarter men. Go to dollarshaveclub.com/Bobby. dollarshaveclub.com/Bobby to get high-quality razors delivered to your door for just a couple of bucks a month. What a deal. And they've made it simple. High-quality razors, 100% guaranteed. They're sent on schedule, so you never have to think about it again. Every month, you get a new pack, and every week, you change your blade. DollarShaveClub.com has made it easy to get a good shave and to save some money, too, while you're doing it. So next time you find yourself looking for that dirty, rusty razor, remember, there's a better way. I want you to go to DollarShaveClub.com/Bobby. DollarShaveClub.com/Bobby. Great razors delivered to your door. Save money and shave well. DollarShaveClub.com/Steve.
Bobby.
That's right. They did all the westerns then.
They did some filming out there, but you know they did a lot of filming out where I live now, Thousand Oaks.
Oh, they did, didn't they?
Yeah, Gunsmoke.
My dentist, Dr. Fink, said that one day he gets a call from a man, and the man said, "Can you fix Lauren Green's teeth? Someone just punched them right out of his face." And he said, "Oh, in the TV show." And they said, "Well, let's not talk about that."
Oh. Because, you know, there are stories.
Of Lauren Green.
Mm.
No kidding.
Mm.
I don't know what to say to that because I'm only marginally interested in him, other than the fact that I've seen him on Banana and the other shows that he did.
Bonanza.
It's that, what is it?
Bonanza.
Bonanza.
Mm-hmm.
Is that multiple bananas? Is that plural?
Well, he had multiple sons, all by a different mother.
What an animal.
I mean, on the show.
On the show. Well, yeah. You see, I think what happened in those days, he was on, was it a banana plantation? I'm being serious. Bonanza sounds like plural.
No,
where
it was a
bonanza?
Western.
Where's the bonanza? There.
Yeah.
Near the cauliflower. So, there's
that
Lauren.
Was funny, Bobby.
Well, I don't mean to be.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm trying to hold back a belch because I just had lunch with my friend Angela.
Mm.
And I had the salmon.
Oh.
Have you had it?
Where?
Mm. At Islands.
No, I would usually
we were
have
slumming.
A burger there if I were
you
at Islands.
Burger. I had the salmon. It was very good. It was glazed. Mm-hmm. What's your first television job?
My first television job after graduation, I became a news writer at KTLA for Hal Fishman here in Los Angeles.
Oh, Hal Fishman. Oh, my God. I remember him when he reported on riots and looting. Remember?
No.
I have a vague memory of Hal Fishman's eyes looking so sad as he talked about New Year's Eve. We have fun. And did he kill himself? He should have. No, I don't mean he should have. I shouldn't have said that.
I don't believe so.
He looks as if he should have.
Why do you say that?
Well, because he looked sad all the time, didn't he?
I don't think he looked sad at all.
He didn't?
No, he
was. Was he fun to be around?
He could be. He was an avid pilot. He loved to fly. He was a huge fan of Ronald Reagan.
Oh, really?
One thing I learned is
an actor?
No, as a president.
Oh, as an actor, I don't think anybody was really a fan of his, were they?
No. No, when I first started to write for him, I would write, "President Reagan defends his policy," and he said, "Oh, no, President Reagan doesn't defend anything."
So President Reagan has a policy. And that's the headline. President Reagan has a policy on... Jane, when you got into talking on a microphone, what do you call that?
Reporting?
Reporting.
Mm-hmm.
You don't call it broadcasting?
You could. Well, we're doing broadcasting now. But
no, my wife wants to know. Do you want to do it?
I want to do it someday, but I don't know what I want to do.
Do you want to be in the field talking to people, or do you want to anchor
a
show?
I don't want to be like what you do. You're in a field,
right? All the time.
All the time. You're. It's a cornfield, or it's a alfalfa.
Or today I was at the Herbalife shareholder meeting. We could still call that in the field. Mm-hmm.
Do I have to do that? Because I don't think I'd want to do that.
Usually you have to work your way up doing that first.
You know what I don't want to have happen to me? Remember the girl that had the migraine and she babbled?
Oh, yes.
Oh, God, it's like Swahili.
She was all blah, 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 blah. That cracks Steve up when I do it. Look at, he's laughing now. But remember when she had the migraine?
Yes.
I wouldn't want that to happen.
No. Or the guy in North Dakota who his very first day on the job as soon as the mic comes
up. Do you think
up.
That was a migraine that caused him to say the F?
I don't think so. I think that was just stupidity.
And yet he's on David...
I know.
On David, whatever that name
Letterman.
Is.
Letterman.
Letterman.
Yes. And the Today Show.
And the Today Show. Because he said F.
So maybe you,
oh
should,
my
yeah,
God.
You could get on the Today Show, Bobby.
Well, no. I don't have that kind of vulgarity. But I think that's why he got on the Today Show, because, can I say it? Because it's a podcast, right?
Go ahead.
He said F.
What?
Never mind, Steve.
He said F and S.
And S. And G. He called someone the G word.
Oh, I didn't hear that part.
Gus?
Not Gus. Why Gus? Oh, Gus was a friend of ours. Enough less said about that, the better. Mm. But it had to do with, we're missing two cats. Oh. And we just look at each other at the house. We go, Gus, you know. And Gus always had a smile on his face, but there was always a little bit of fur around his...
You suspect him of eating the cats?
Well, in what sense? So getting back to Jane Wells, and then you went into big-time reporting on Channel 11 in Los Angeles.
Yes, I was Fox 11 for 8 years.
8 years. And I saw you on the earthquake reporting. You went national, too.
Yes, CNN picked that up.
And that was that the first time that... Did you get... Remember Kelly Lang and William Friedkin wanted to go to bed with her, and then he did?
Yes. Yeah. I actually do remember that, yes.
Do you have any stories like that?
Gosh.
William Friedkin directed The Exorcism, which was the film about...
The Exorcist.
The Exorcist, the devils.
Yes. Yes, he did. And he did marry Kelly Lang.
And he married Kelly Lang.
Yeah, I'm not... Yes.
Did you ever get proposition? Well, I shouldn't say that.
No, but. You know, I didn't. Mm-hmm. I didn't, strangely enough.
No, man. I'm sure you've had your fans.
I think I've had some fans. I hope so.
Well, let's talk about what you do now, which I think is really interesting. And you look really happy and pretty and lively. And the people that you talk to are always dumber than you, aren't they?
No, unfortunately not.
I don't mean
not.
The people you interview, but the people back in the studio.
Oh, yes.
They're much dumber.
Yeah. If you get into this business, you will have to deal with that, Bobby.
See, I told you I could ask her about it, Steve.
Yes.
So who were you talking to at CNBC that's not too bright?
Well, I don't want to name names only because it'll get me in trouble, but there are people there. But what? Here's one of my favorite things is when... You do your report, mm-hmm. and then they ask you a question, mm-hmm. which you just said 10 seconds
earlier.
10 seconds
ago, yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't that the person that's telling them what to say in a headphone?
That is often the case that they're not listening, and so then they look stupid. But if you get into this business, Bobby, you mm-hmm. always have to have a backup answer ready so that when they ask you a stupid question.
Like the same question that they already answered.
Correct.
You have to have a different answer.
You can say, that's very interesting, as mm-hmm. I said, blah, 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 but let me tell you this, so that kind of say everybody saves face. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Sort of, but not really. But like, for instance, who's the president of the United States? You just said George Washington. And, who's the president of the United States? Calvin Coolidge? And you do it with a Coolidge? You do it like with a question? Maybe I was wrong the first time. Who is the president of the United States? John Kennedy. Oh, he's dead. That you can do that.
Yes, that's not the backup answer.
That's not the backup.
No.
But I know what you mean because I've seen many people that look irritated when you see them. Now we'll go to, I don't know who, but, Don Lemon. Now he's already got one foot in it with that name. You know? Danny Steen.
Yeah, he's a lemon, all right.
We laugh about that. So you gotta let's go to Don Lemon, and you're already feeling bad for him. And then he comes out with a lemon of a report, you know?
I wouldn't say he's a great guy.
Who do you pick your name?
I was born with Jane Wells.
You were?
Yes. Can you believe that?
I don't understand that. I thought you had to pick a name.
No, I think in the old days you did. But when I first got in the business, I actually worked with an on-air reporter named Susan Muchagimba.
Susan Muchagimba. Oh, that's exotic. Did she dance?
She was Polish.
Now, I never would have picked that.
What do you mean Polish? Sounds...
sounds Hawaiian or something. Muchagimba sounds...
had a lot of C's and Z's.
Native American.
No, but she kept it on air.
African. Doesn't
she? She's was not.
A member of Mozambique royalty or something.
No. I'm afraid not.
And she was Polish.
Yes.
Did they... I would insist that she change her name.
They did, and she refused. And once you learned her name, you never forgot it.
And did the people in the television audience rebel against that? I would say... No, I can't deal with it.
No, she was very popular.
What kind of name is that? No. I'm turning over to
Bobby Dooley.
To the Bobby Dooley channel, or I'm gonna watch I don't know who, you know. Someone with an easier name. Like
Jane Wells.
Jerry Mathers. Whoever that man was.
That was Bieber.
Boy, he loves that word. So, Jerry Dunphy.
Oh,
whoever got shot.
Yes, he did.
He didn't die from that, though.
No, he didn't.
Thank God.
Do you know he wrote country western songs, too?
Well, he looks like he does, or did, or should have.
Yeah. He did.
And that probably was good at that, wasn't he?
I don't know.
Well, what can we... Do you know a song of it? Jerry Dunphy was on channel something in L.A.
Pretty much everything. 2, 7, 9.
Yeah, right, all of them. Is there a channel 12?
I don't know.
Yeah.
KCET was on 10.
There's no Channel 12 and there's no Channel 1. See?
Correct.
Yeah, that was my question.
Steve wanted me to ask you that. Is there a Channel 1? We're talking to Jane Wells and she's from CNBC. Let's talk about now the economy and everything. You're out in a cornfield and the stock market is going through the floor. What do you do? What do they say? Jane, you know what? We can't talk to you anymore today.
That's very frustrating.
Your cornfield story is not making it.
I know. Well, what do? You get paid the same. That's what I tell myself. You still get paid.
Yeah.
I'm not paid by the airtime, so that's good. But that often happens, where you've worked very hard for nothing.
And I don't know what you're talking about right now. I noticed your necklace.
Thank you.
That entire answer, I was looking at that and wondering...
They buy my clothes.
CNBC
buys my everything I'm wearing.
Do they have the thing? You know how we see that, Steve? You know, clothes by...
No. I think they decided about...
Clothes time?
No.
I don't know who.
A couple years ago, they decided they didn't like the way the reporters were looking. We were all kind of all over the map. And so they started buying us clothes to sort of unify our look.
So you have your own, closet and everything when you go to CNBC. Here's the Jane Wells closet.
Sort of. I'm there at home. Yes, but they buy me clothes.
Do you have you ever been in a fashion show?
Oh no.
Were you ever a model?
No.
Did you ever do hand ads?
No, never.
Nose ads.
I don't think I have.
Did anyone ever say your name in relation to anything other than news? Yes.
Seinfeld.
See, trick question.
I was on Seinfeld.
What about your kids? They would go, "Hey, mom." Oh no, they call you mom. They don't call you Jane.
they call your kids mom.
"Hey, Jane. When's dinner?" If my kids did that, I'd slap their faces. I really would.
No, and my kids unfortunately would never ask me when's dinner because they don't like my cooking.
You are so busy. I run a homeowners association, so I know exactly where you're coming from. You know, you're a news reporter. I run a homeowners association.
Yes.
We're sisters, you know.
Yes.
Same pressure.
Sort of. So,
well, I, you know, what do you do that's different from what I do other than the fact that you're... You stand in a cornfield and I stand behind a desk.
You know, I'm not always in a cornfield, Bobby. I have been other places,
too.
Well,
where have you been? What have you done? What have you looked at? What have you seen? Who did you admire coming up in the news business?
Barbara Walters, actually. The reason why I decided to become a reporter is when I heard she was going to get paid $1 million by ABC to co-anchor with Harry Reasoner. Of course, it didn't work out for her.
It did not work out. I read about that. But did you want to sound like her?
No, I wanted to make $1 million, which unfortunately I still haven't made.
You haven't gotten to the $1 million range yet.
No, but I've had fun.
Mm-hmm. Do you know who did? Phil Hendry. But he was only there for about 6 months and then right straight down again. But I can't believe that because all he did was sit and talk on a radio show. And you're on TV and everything.
He's very talented.
Though. Oh, he's my... Are you kidding?
I know, I
you
like
should
Phil.
See, he's got a bad temper. He... I don't know anything about him. He lives out at the beach now, and he doesn't let anyone near him. So we're talking to Jane Wells. I just love Jane. I could sit here all day talking to you. I want to know now about the economy.
Do you?
Because I read your tweets. And because Jane is on Twitter. How many of you folks out there are on Twitter? You should be on Twitter.
Twitter.
I am on Twitter. Oh, I'm sorry. I met Jane on Twitter. And I always read, you'll say something like, oh my God, corn. Or I don't know. What will you say? Jane always has a tweet. Angela's here, my friend. We just had the salmon. Did I tell you that?
Yes, you did.
Have you had it at Islands?
Islands, no.
Did you go to P.F. Chang's?
No.
It's better there. The Islands was good. But now that I'm getting the aftertaste,
yeah.
Excuse me for saying that, but some of it's coming up, and I'm going, no.
Not again.
Chang. It's in my head, Chang. You know?
Okay.
Do you ever get that? You'll be working, and you'll feel just...
Chang?
Denny's or something. A double-double with animal style. Double-double with
yes.
animal style. Jane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes, if I haven't eaten all day...
All right, let's get back to, I'm sorry, I'm hungry all of a sudden. I'm either hungry or I'm thirsty for Glenn Levitt. Yeah.
Oh.
Jane, when you're reporting, the economy right now is so weird. If one minute it's up, the next
yes.
minute it's down.
Well, the economy and the stock market are two different things.
It is?
Mm-hmm.
I thought the stock market told you all about the economy.
The stock market attempts to predict the economy a few months down the road, maybe 5 or 6 months down the road. People are trying to predict where the economy is going, and they invest accordingly.
If it goes up...
That means they think the economy is going to improve.
Oh, but a lot of times they're wrong, aren't they?
Correct.
Yeah.
Most of the time.
Well, how do you know, Steve? Puts in sprinklers.
Yeah, well, I got to know about Rainbird. God, shut up.
All right, so you bought Rainbird stock. Wow. You know, if I get investing in the stock market, if I get this sucker rolling, you'll be holding on for mercy.
But
Harrison
you know, his
Ford
business,
said that in American
his
Graffiti.
Business is actually a leading indicator of the economy because when
sprinklers?
When landscaping and mm-hmm. when those that picks up, that means housing's picking up. That means the economy's improving.
Now we have a home at Western Estates, and whenever I touch my throat like this, I'm about to tell you things about that I'm proud of.
Okay.
Our home is worth, I don't know, a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And it hasn't really lost its value.
Not at all.
That's what they say.
Really?
And we have a cabana, we have a gazebo.
Both.
But I don't know the difference between them. One's a cabana, one's a gazebo, but I don't know. And we have 2.5 acres.
Wow.
And how much do we owe, Steve?
About $800,000.
So we owe a lot. Is that good?
Well,
got something from the bank the other day that said we're late, but I don't think that. I'm just kidding. I just wanted to see if you know anything about real estate, and you don't, do you?
Well, I hope the show does well for you, Bobby.
The show?
Yeah.
No, I don't get paid. They can't sell it. The economy's in the toilet. No, I'm kidding. I don't know. I don't ask anybody about sales. Mm. I ask them to stay away from me, as far away from me as they can get.
Mm.
And we just will do this until the bottom drops out.
$800,000.
I don't know. That's what someone said. That's what my dad said. He might have been talking about somebody else's house. Every time someone says, oh, your home is worth, I say, la, 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 la. I don't want to know. Where do you live?
I live in Thousand Oaks, which is in Ventura County, northwest of Los Angeles.
Have you ever counted the oaks? There are oak trees there, though.
Yes,
aren't there?
You're not allowed to. To cut them down, even if they're on your property.
Why is that?
Because
you know why? They're the souls of Native Americans that have gone before us.
Maybe that's it.
Probably.
There's a lot of Indian stuff out there.
Mm.
And what do you do when you get ox? See, I'm moving all over the place here because I want to know everything about you. Everything, you know. I mean, it's not creepy. It's not like that.
Mm.
But I want to, when I do get into TV, I want to be able to pattern myself after you on some level. I won't be as good as you on the air. I know that.
Oh, you're so nice.
I won't be as pretty. But I can,
Bobby. You're
possibly
lovely.
Have your husband after you're long gone. I'm kidding. So the boys and your husband, your boy and your girl.
Yes.
And your husband.
Yes.
And he flies.
Yes.
Tell
he's
me
a
about
pilot.
That. Does that mean he's in an airplane?
That means he's in the front of the airplane. He.
Oh, he's a pilot.
Correct.
Oh, I thought you said he just flies.
No.
Well, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I guess I should have been clearer.
Yeah.
Yes.
What is your husband? He flies. Oh, so that means he's...
Like
yeah,
as a hobby.
They gotta land.
They have to what?
They have to land.
When a man goes up in an airplane, of course he lands. Oh, I didn't know.
He's a pilot.
He's a pilot. For what airline?
He used to be with TWA, and now he flies...
Did they fire him?
No, when they were bought by American, he was furloughed, and he now flies private corporate. He flies three private equity guys in Los Angeles for their company. Very, very well-to-do company.
Oh, that's wonderful. So he flies...
A Gulfstream.
Is that an airline?
No, it's a type of airplane. It's a type of jet.
Oh, I don't understand. He was with TWA, and then they became an American airline.
Mm-hmm.
Were they owned by the Japanese?
No.
Not American Airlines.
Oh, American Airlines.
Mm-hmm.
So then, here's where I lost you. He got furloughed into a...
He was furloughed, meaning
guys.
He was laid off.
Oh, he was laid off.
I'm sorry. Oh, it's an airline
I'm
term.
I'm sorry to hear that. All right. And then he went to work for Five Guys?
No, well, he actually ended up first getting a job with a very well-known Hollywood producer, whom I'm not allowed to name, flying his Gulfstream, and now he flies for a private equity firm.
Oh, you'll notice he quit the Hollywood producer, probably because he was real. Isn't that interesting?
No, very nice.
Guy was probably paying the butt.
Yeah, you don't have to say. We know. Guy was probably, Mr. Wells, I want you here. Is his name Wells?
No.
Oh, it isn't?
No.
Well, now I'm really... yours is a fake name, and his is the real name.
Well, Wells is my maiden name.
Oh, that's what you were born with.
But it's not my legal name now.
My maiden name is Dobby.
How close to Dobby?
It is, isn't
yes.
it? Dobby, yeah. And when we were young, my father said, Roberta, Bobby.
Dobby.
And, see, now she's laughing.
Oh, no, come on, honey.
I'm sorry.
It just reminds me of... I said to my father, please don't call me Bobby, because, you know, and then he would go, oh, come on, Bobby Dobby.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. I just...
Oh, come on, it's not that bad.
Yeah, well, your name isn't Bobby, is it? It's Steve. What if your last name had been Cleave? Steve Cleave.
So?
Just shut up.
Wow.
Yeah, so I was Roberta Dobby, my father, who was, for the longest time, in the military. We were military brats.
Oh, my husband was Navy.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Was he ever stationed where there's no water? Isn't that funny that the Navy has places like China Lake? Are you ready for that? How retarded is that? Oh, excuse me, better cut out retarded. Put in Navy. I'm kidding. Oh, he's making a note like he's going to do it. Like Sean's going to do it. He's not going to cut that out. He wants me to be fired. So anyway, your husband was in the Navy in Denver. All right. Was there water?
He wasn't in the Navy in Denver, but yes, there was water.
Your husband?
Was in the Navy, but not in Denver.
And what about your father?
No, he was not military, but he worked in the defense industry out here.
He worked in the defense industry?
So many people in this area, their dads worked in the defense industry.
Oh, in World War II.
Post-World
War II, yeah. Mm. And then your husband, you met him, were you flying on an airplane when you met him?
No.
Did he come back to get water or something stupid? Oh, hi, how are you doing?
No, although Richard Branson now has that on Virgin in
America. I heard
about
that.
Yes.
Their apps.
Yes.
And you can go, you know what I worry about? Some creep bothering you. I would if I were you, Jane. You go on an airplane, you're on Virgin, Richard Branson says, oh, Jane Wells, I want you to review my airline. Okay. And you sit down, and the next thing you know, there's some creep bothering you.
Like sending you a drink or something like that?
Oh, sending you messages. Oh, wow. Ooh, you look so this and that. And can I meet you? Can I meet you?
I hadn't thought of that.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then
what if it's Richard Branson? That would be the funny part.
What if you went, then you try and go back to the bathroom.
You try to go back to the bathroom and then he follows you there. And then here, is everything okay in there? Yes, God.
But, well, I did that. That's how I met you.
Yes, but that was different. It was cute.
But he could do that anyhow, right?
Richard Branson? Richard Branson, he can knock on any door.
He can knock on my door.
He can knock on, isn't he sexy?
He is.
He has the big balloon and everything that he does.
And he's just a...
He's a man.
Yes. Yeah.
He's a man.
He's done it All
made money. He's a sir.
He's a billionaire.
Mm-hmm. Now, that's the most attractive part, don't you think? I don't mean that because we're into money, but it is.
It doesn't hurt.
No, I'm not material at all.
Really?
I'm very spiritual. Yes, if he has money, okay, I'll spend some. What am I supposed to do? Not, you know?
Hmm.
And yes, if he says, oh, let's go to Bali. Oh, no, I don't think so. Of course you're going to go. I'll resent it on some level.
Mm. Mm-hmm. I interviewed him.
Wouldn't you?
I'd
be angry at him, but also sexually attracted to him. Yes, because I'm spiritual. If he brings home a necklace, you know, oh, honey, here's something I picked up for $15,000, I would say, well, if you're going to, you know, force me to wear it, God, I hate you for making me do this. But then I'd have to have sex with him and enjoy it, too. That's my dilemma.
The fact
that I love sex and money.
And anger?
And the anger and hatred of myself that comes with it. It's very exciting. Very exciting. Let's get back to Richard Branson.
I met him this week.
Did he knock on the door when you went to the can? I'm kidding. That's something Steve probably wants to ask. God, you met him.
Yes, down in Orange County at an event. Mm. And he came on stage escorted by two flight attendants.
Isn't that cute?
It was adorable.
Isn't that? That's like Hugh Hefner coming out with it's not the same though.
No.
Because the bunnies are empty headed. I can't tell you talk about hatred.
Well, the flight attendants had more clothes on.
Mm-hmm. Of course they would, because they do something. The bunnies come
I think
out
they
there.
Do something too.
No, I'll bet they do. Oh, God, get you. I heard all about it. Do you want to know all about it?
Yeah.
First of all, there's 30 of them.
Okay. 30 bunnies?
In the bedroom.
At once?
Taking turns.
With Hef
is the one. And there's five on the bed. Okay, you're done. Next. The girls have to volunteer to do it. So you're not forced to, but if you don't, you'll never get to be in the pages of the Playboy magazine.
How is that possible?
That's what my girlfriend told me.
Makeup
at one of those grotto parties where the Legionnaire's disease. And they had tile grout. And is that a disease, tile grout?
I don't know, but
no.
It's disgusting.
Yeah. But anyway, go ahead. You were going to say.
I just don't know how Hefner could do that. 30 women.
Hello, it's called V. Let's smoke some V. Let's get down on the V. Hello. God, no wonder he had a stroke.
Did he?
Oh, he had a stroke back in the 80s. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Everything blew up, you know. It got that big or however, and that's just, you know, I can't do this anymore. His head exploded. I shouldn't laugh. I really shouldn't. Because God bless Hugh Hefner on some level, because he made life actually more unbearable for us, didn't he? I'm talking with Jane Wells. Well, you didn't want to answer that, did you?
No.
Go ahead. Okay. I'm talking to Jane Wells. And Sean, this is fun. You know, we're having fun now. So a lot of the stuff, what you want to edit out, you can do it. And we still have, just like we do on the other interviews that we do.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm sorry?
Yes, ma'am.
Why are you talking? I don't want you on the sound. Now people heard you. I'm kidding, Sean. Yesterday they said to him, well, Sean, why don't you answer? And he wasn't answering, so now he answers, and I'm telling him, shut up. Just because Zane Lamprey wanted to hear you. Have you ever heard of Zane Lamprey?
I have. Very funny.
He's a very funny man, but when it comes to just sitting down and talking, I was frightened. I was frightened to death.
Frightened?
Yes. Well, he drinks. He has a show I go chug.
Bobby, he wasn't drunk, though.
Well, how do you know? You see, my father
drank. Did he threaten you?
My father drank. Oh. And my father never laid a hand on me, but threw up, wow, all the time.
Oh, I'm sorry,
Bobby. He would say, Bobby, oh, God, Dad. Well, I couldn't help it. Where now? In the pool.
Why would he tell you?
Because I was the only one that was awake at the time. My mother had passed out by then. So we're talking 1 o'clock in the morning, you know, Jane. Get with it.
You live
in Thousand Oaks.
Correct.
There must be a lot of that up there. Wouldn't you say?
Probably.
I want to know more about how you met this hunk that you've got for a husband. You call him the Hubinator.
I do.
Oh, that's cute. I love that.
Yes.
Where'd you meet him?
USC. We were both college. We were college sweethearts.
You guys had the typical USC romance.
No.
You didn't?
No.
I don't know what that is.
Well, there's sort of this...
USC romance has to do with football players. It's not good.
No. We didn't actually... We knew each other since we were freshmen. Our first date was 3 weeks before graduation. We actually did not like each other most of our USC.
Through the whole time?
Yes.
And then suddenly,
and then we had a class together last semester and...
Boom. Boom. And boom. How long before you got married? 10 years?
No. Probably, I'm thinking 5 years. Boy, you just all of a sudden, yeah, say, like, 6 years.
Well, I'm going to be an airline pilot, so let me do that for a few years to see what else there is. And then...
Well, he was in the Navy, mm-hmm. and I was trying to become a TV reporter.
Oh, so you guys were building your careers.
Correct.
Isn't that nice? Steve and I didn't have that. I met him, and he said, I want to be a landscaper. And I went, oh, okay.
Where did you meet?
Well, we met at... where did we meet, Steve? At Valley. We didn't meet at USC. We met at Valley.
At Valley College?
Mm-hmm.
What were you? And what were you taking classes in?
Nothing. I was just there. Mm. I mean, I was. I don't want people to think I wasn't taking classes because I was, but it wasn't anything. I was there because you had to go to junior high school or junior college after high school, didn't you? Somebody wanted you.
If you didn't have a job or you couldn't go to 4 year school,
but
correct.
But Steve was there, and then Steve went on to a technical school, and he learned all about sprinklers and Rainbird. And then for a while, he was putting in plumbing for swimming pools. And I was, for a very brief time, dancing. And right over here at Jumbo's Clown Room.
Mm-hmm.
You got it.
Wow.
And then
What kind of dancing?
But just, you know, a lot of really good exotic dancing and different dances that I learned how to do. Like, for instance, I could twirl on a pole.
Well, come on, Bobby.
No. Not like that.
How is it? It's not like that.
Well, it was. But at least when I twirled on the pole and went upside down, then he hit me in the face. So I did that, and Steve came in one day and went, oh, wow. And it was love.
Oh, so you met there, not really at school.
Well, that's when I remembered him, was at school. And I said, $20. No, I said, $40. He said, yes. I said, sold. Didn't I say that, Steve?
Yeah. Did I put $40?
She understands.
That's very romantic, Bobby.
Well, you know what? Everybody does it their own way. Then we got married, and then somehow we came into a bunch of money, and we moved to Western States.
How did you come into a bunch of money?
Steve's landscaping business. Someone died and left me some money. I think it was my uncle or some guy I lived with. I called him my uncle, but it was before Steve.
He didn't die while you were with him.
Oh, he died later.
Okay.
He died later, yeah.
Okay.
But I don't know where or how or when, other than he just still had his money, which I think is interesting because I tried my best to burn through as much of it as I could, and he still had money, and I got some. I don't know. You're looking at me kind of funny.
No, I'm just trying
to... think I'm lying.
No,
I'm
not at all.
Lying.
Not at all.
I may be fibbing, but I'm not...
I'm just...
So what is it about the story that you think I'm full of crap?
I'm just trying to... It's just not quite adding up. It's not quite adding up in a...
Hi, Brianna. That's Brianna. It's not adding up in that I'm fabricating or I'm padding. I may be padding.
Okay.
I didn't have sex with him. In fact, I didn't even know him.
But he died and
it
left you money.
It was my father's brother. It was my real uncle. And he left money to us. And I made up the rest about living with him. Why is that bad?
I just don't understand.
Why did you tell that same stupid story?
Yeah, why would you do that?
Because I wanted it to sound sexy. Cut out all of this stuff I'm saying about my Uncle Sean, if you're awake. Only if you're awake. I did, and I lied. I lied about a lot.
Why?
Because I want to have a future, and I don't have one.
What do you say? You have three sons? You have a husband?
I have three sons that spray paint swastikas on synagogues. And I have a husband who services the Cuntington sisters. But you know what? I snap out of it. I realize we have our summer-tacular coming up. I realize that we're going to redesign the gate. I realize that I've got a life, that Steve loves me so much that he shaped the topiaries to look like my breasts. So I know I'm all that and more. Jane Wells.
And you have this.
And I have this. What is in the future for you, other than getting in the car and getting out of here? You know, what are you going to do? Are you going to be at CNBC forever? Are you going to try to work your way over to, I don't know, another C, like CNN or C-SPAN?
Well, it is funny. It's a funny business. You never know. I am enjoying myself. You know, I'm not young anymore.
Oh, yes, you are.
You're very
Stop
kind.
Stop it. Quit it.
Thank you. But it's hard when you get to be my age and you're female on television to keep staying in the business. But I've been very lucky the whole time, and I hope to keep... I like CNBC.
I think we should say something very officially. Jane Wells is very good. She's very professional. And the young reporters sound really stupid.
Not all of them.
I think Erin Burnett on CNN the other night, and I won't say what the story was because it was very, you know, but she was babbling on, and spittle began to come
out. That is not true.
I swear.
No, Erin is very smart. No.
Do you know Erin Burnett?
I do.
Really?
She's very smart.
Can you get her autograph for me?
I thought you thought she had spittle.
Oh, she did. I saw her, and she's like, because what happened was they were talking about something, and she realized she had the wrong information.
Oh.
And she wasn't able to shift gears. She couldn't do like Jane Wells would say, well, okay, so there weren't gorillas running loose in the neighborhood. I had that wrong. It's a sewage problem. But let's get on to something else, you know.
What about that Boston Marathon, the bombing misinformation, the mistakes
well,
in that?
Well, that was her. I heard her. She was saying things like, just,
it was, yeah,
it was spittle. That's
it was
all
not
it was.
CNN's
it was spit,
finest
there was
hour.
Foam.
Foam.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Oh, God.
Wow.
Foam, spittle, sweat.
Can I get that? I need to look
you
that
have
up.
To. You've got to pull the tape.
Yeah.
Isn't that what they say? You've got to pull the tape.
I would like to see that.
But, you know, Jane Wells knows what she's doing, and I don't think she needs to look to any tape of Erin Burnett to know that you don't stand there regurgitating your lunch while you're talking or turning it into cut.
To get access to all of the shows in our archive, just go to www.philhendryshow.com and sign up to become a Backstage Pass member. You have access to almost 5,000 hours of full shows going back over 10 years. If you want to get this episode of the Bobby Dooley Podcast, go to www.philhendryradio.com and click on the Bobby Dooley Podcast banner. And make sure to follow me on Twitter at RealPhilHendry and on Facebook at PhilHendryFans. That's fans with a PH.